Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as we journey through this Lenten season, grant that we may be firmly established in your word, that our hearts may not be tempted by the false delights of sin, but may be firmly fixed upon Jesus, who journeyed to the cross to take away our sin. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, we are weighed down with many weaknesses of our sinful flesh and often give in to temptations to sin. Grant your peace and comfort to all who are troubled by besetting sins, addictions, and despair. For Christ has won the victory over all sin and temptation that we of ourselves are unable to bear. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, grant wisdom and competence to all earthly authorities, including the President, Congress, the judiciary, and all state and local government officials, that they may work on behalf of those they serve, rather than seeking to earn for themselves worldly glory, wealth, and power. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, your Son won the ultimate victory over death and disease by his cross, passion, and resurrection. We pray for all those who are in need of healing of body and soul, especially today, Lord, for PJ with continued health challenges, for Jan, who's getting treatment for a health challenge on Friday, for Shyla and her family, also those in our congregation, church family, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Blake, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Audrey, Michelle, Max, Colin, Eva, Laverne, Thelma, Tyler, Carrie Ann, Paul, Dee, and Jim. Grant them health, recovery, and peace, according to your good will, Lord, in your mercy. And Lord, today we also uplift our hearts for those that are homebound and not here with us today. Lord, visit them in their temptations to give in to despair or the challenges that they face. They are just like us in every single way. Bless them this day and visit them. We pray for Dave, Lorraine, Fran, Joe, and Dixie. Lord, bless our Lenten journey, that we can be closer to you in just a little over a month on Easter Sunday, that we may know of the eternal place you've granted to us because of your Lord's work on the cross and his work in the empty tomb. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the service of Holy Communion. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praises.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. And when he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. The table has been prepared. All are invited.